Are you feeling unsure about your homeschool decisions? You know that all of the little decisions and the big decisions, they all impact your homeschool. Are you not quite settled about how your day is structured? Are you doubting that you're even doing the right things in your homeschool? My greatest joy in this space is seeing you become confident, relaxed about your homeschool, and actually enjoying this season of life and homeschooling your children and the entire lifestyle that goes with it. There is a brand new resource that has just come out this week. And to celebrate, I'm giving you a coupon code to save 25%. Your homeschool blueprint is fresh off the presses, we'll say, and you can save 25% by using coupon code PLAN2024, PLAN2024. However, you gotta hurry. This sale ends tomorrow evening, which is Friday, April 12th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can get all the information about your homeschool blueprint and save that 25% with using PLAN2024 by going to littlebylittlehomeschool.com/blueprint. The link will also be in the show notes. But I am excited to see you over there so you can get your homeschool to a whole nother level and to get to that point, like I said, feeling confident, relaxed, and enjoy your homeschool, knowing that you are making the right decisions for your family right now. So I'm excited about this brand new resource. But today, let's dive into now the truth about why homeschooling is your most important priority in this season of your life. Welcome to Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you'll learn tips and strategies that will empower you to home educate your children. I'm Lee Nguyen, a homeschool mom of over 12 years, which includes two graduates. When I started homeschooling, I was pretty much on my own and was desperate for encouragement and help. My mission is to be a source of encouragement and help to you. Whether you are just beginning your homeschool journey or you're deep into the homeschool lifestyle, Little by Little Homeschool wants to help you stay the course, because all the time you are investing into your children is completely worth it. If you're ready to take your homeschool to new levels, keep listening. Sometimes, as homeschoolers, we catch some flack because homeschooling and your homeschool lifestyle, even though we know statistically homeschooling is on the rise in our smaller units of living in communities and just on a more micro level, it can still feel like we are going at it on our own. And it really is still something that is counter-cultural. It's hard when you have friends, when you have family, maybe those you attend church with, even random people in your community question you because it's not the decision that they made or are making for their family. Sometimes it can feel like you are alone, and it can feel isolating. It can be hard to connect with others because you see the world differently. You have different goals and a different purpose and just a different feel to how you want your family to be. And it has sometimes made you, this decision to homeschool, made you feel less than because your motherhood and your education of your children is really important to you. And it is a priority, and it is something that you and your husband put to the forefront of this time, this season of your life. And it can feel, like I said, alone and isolating, and it can be very countercultural. Honestly, I went into motherhood thinking it was all about me. And what a shock I had in store when I realized that life was all about this tiny, precious, helpless newborn who needed me for everything. I kept trying to fit my newborns, my babies, my toddlers into my life as I had been living it. Now, I know there's sayings of this child has come into your life and they don't get to rule it, but I really think there has to be some give there. Doesn't mean you have to stop everything that you are doing, but sometimes for those first couple of years, yeah, it might mean pulling back on the life that you were living. Because this baby needs you, needs lots of care and attention. I think it also maybe kind of depend upon babies. My firstborn was a very difficult child. Looking back now, I'm like, oh, I can see some things and some reasons why. And of course, I would do things differently. But at the time, I didn't know those things. And so I just was so trying to just kind of fit her into my free life, and it didn't always go well, mostly in my mind and in my attitude. And then I went along with the school system and just said, oh, they have to go into school, put them into school. And then there was another shock when we decided to begin homeschooling. I tried to fit homeschooling just into the life that I thought that I would have, instead of altering that life and making it something that our family can come together. Well, let's just say, let's cut to the chase. And obviously, hopefully, obviously, I have come to the point where, I mean, this is years ago, that it really did become a priority and became my focus. And I'm so glad. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, in hopes that my words that are soon to be following will encourage you, will inspire you, and also give you a new attitude about homeschooling. When I say the word in the title priority, I kind of, well, at first, then the title I had job, and then I was like, well, it's not really job, it's priority. So I'm, you know, those things can kind of be interchangeable here. And oftentimes when we think of job, we think of something that is a paid position outside of the home. And this is obviously not paid in the way of finances, but it is definitely paid in a lot of other dividends, you know, such as fistfuls of dandelions and chasing bugs and dirty diapers and all those things. So I kind of toyed around a little bit with the idea of saying job, but just wanted to throw that in there because I ended up using priority because I think it's bigger. Because I really want to talk about the fact that even I have in the title, homeschool, we know, and if you've been here for more than a hot minute, you know that homeschool to me equals motherhood. There's not a separate line. There is a separate line that our culture and our country and our world even has created, for the most part the world, but mostly in our country, the United States, where I'm broadcasting this from. We have put homeschool as something that is separate, but I don't see it as a separate line. Well, I should go back and say education, school, as separate than motherhood, because we are outsourcing that to a large degree. Even though there are millions more of homeschoolers, the majority of families outsource their kids' education. So therefore, the motherhood and the education is separate. Now, granted, it overlaps when kids come home and they have homework and questions and projects and papers to write. But for us as homeschool families, it is the same. Homeschool is just a part of what you are doing as you are raising your children. When it comes to just the truth behind how this has to be a priority to get your family from the point A to point B, or all the way actually to point Z eventually, is a progress. It's a process. It's not something that's going to happen right away. And it is a season. Right now, you're probably in a season that feels really hard and really overwhelming. You might have babies, toddlers, preschoolers, and elementary. You might even have older children as well, but there's a lot that is being juggled day in and day out, and it's exhausting at times. But remember, and I've said this, and I'm sure you've heard it many times, and you're like, okay, it's so cliche, blah, 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 but a season doesn't mean that it's going to last forever. Remember, you had a season before children. Maybe you had a season of being a young adult and single, and then you had a season of being married, just the two of you, whether that lasted 9 months or that lasted 9 years. There was a season. And so now you're just in the next season. And that season grows and it shifts. As you have babies and small children, they get older and maybe you're not adding any more babies to the family and the children, you know, as a family unit just kind of starts to get a little bit older. That's still in the same season, but it looks different than it did a couple of years ago. Just because this season right now can feel hard and overwhelming, it does not mean that it's bad or that it's going to last forever. When we lean into the seasons, when we lean into those hard and overwhelming seasons, that's when a lot of growth, that's when a lot of surrender can happen, and that's when our relationships can get tighter. During times of seasons, I have found for myself, my husband and I have grown closer when there has been hard and overwhelming seasons because we have to lean on each other. We had to have a lot of conversations. There was tears, and mostly my tears. But we had to come together in order to work together and to, I don't want to say get through, but to continue every day. And hopefully these seasons became less hard and less overwhelming as we worked together. We only get one shot at their childhood. And I know that can feel like such, like, oh, okay, we're going to go there, right, Lee? But we really do. We really do only get one shot at their childhood. And that does not mean that you have to do it perfectly, and that you even can do it perfectly. There were things that your parents didn't do right and might have done wrong, or maybe they didn't give it their all. Maybe they did try really hard and they did the best that they could with their personalities, with their resources, and with their knowledge. Let's give them some grace. I think most of us can do that, to give our parents some grace. And knowing that our kids will give us some grace too. We're not going to do it perfectly. And to be honest, some of those times that we didn't do it perfectly, as your kids get older and you have older teens and you have young adults, you'll probably look back and those stories will become hopefully maybe a little bit funny, but we only get one shot at this time. And to spend that time just wishing it away is a waste. I heard a saying a couple of years ago, and it keeps coming back to me again. It just sounds so cliche, but you are currently living in the good old days. Now, I don't know if people talk about the good old days anymore. Maybe only if you're over the age of 70 or 80. Maybe you talk about the good old days. We also can romanticize the good old days, but right now, this may be hard and overwhelming, and baby's up at night, and there's this and there's that. There's just a lot of maybe character building and habits that you're trying to work and instilling in your children, just a lot of discipleship that's going on. I can promise and assure you that if you ask any mom that is in a season or two or a couple of seasons ahead of you, and she will tell you, what I wouldn't give to just go back one day just to have them come and climb up and sit on my lap, because now they can't. They're all bigger than me and they're all off and doing their own thing. And we really just get one shot at this childhood and at their childhood. And it is really the good old days. You will look some back someday. You'll look at pictures and you'll watch videos and you'll say, oh, I remember those things. Yes, it was hard. Let's not forget the hard, but know that a lot of those memories will wash away and we will end up remembering all of the positives and all of the really momentous occasions that are in their life. And so this is them living their childhood. And this is you providing that childhood to them. And you are who they want and that they need more than anyone or anything else. If you ask children, they want their mom. Now, there comes a shift as boys especially get to their tween years where they shift a bit. They don't want to be seen as a mama's boy. And that could be a whole other topic for an episode. But they kind of shift to dad, wanting to lean towards and emulate dad. But during that childhood, at least up until like 10, 11, for boys and girls, mom, you are it. You are who they want to come to. They want to tell you the highs and they want to tell you the lows. They want to show you the bug that they found. They want to tell you about the scary dream, the bad dream that they had. You are who they want. And not only that, they need you. And that's why homeschooling really allows children to become rooted and grounded and to feel safe. And I think it's why sometimes people think homeschool kids are weird, because as they get older, they're just themselves, because they have that foundation of being like, it's okay to just be myself. I was accepted as myself. Now, granted, this doesn't mean that we don't work on their character development and understanding that they are a sinful child and, you know, understanding all that and teaching them theology, all that. That besides, just knowing like it's okay, because there's a lot of stuff that doesn't really matter. Yeah, they're a little kind of weird. They dress a little off, or they, you know, walk a little bit differently. And they're like, that's okay. My family accepts me for these little quirky kind of things. I really like to do this certain hobby and the rest of the world thinks it's weird. Maybe not the whole entire world, but most people they encounter think that that's kind of weird. That doesn't mean there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong if they enjoy whatever it is. I don't know. I could come up with some crazy weird thing. Underwater basket weaving. That's always the example people give. But they just want and they need you more than anybody else, and also more than anything else. They need and want you more than the latest toy, more than the latest gadget, more than the latest hot clothing or whatever is trendy, or more than technology. They really need you and they want you more than anyone or anything else. And so that right there makes it worthy of this right now, this season of homeschooling, to be completely worth being a priority in your life. Yes, there are full, there are hard, and there are busy days, and it is worth it. Think right now, however many kids and whatever their ages are, add 20 years to that. Are you going to regret this time of you homeschooling and making your homeschooling and your motherhood and the discipleship of your children a priority, are you going to regret that 20 years down the road? I highly doubt it. I actually think that people will regret it if they don't make that shift and don't make their family and the raising of their kids and the educating of their children a priority. That's where the bigger regret is going to happen. I am not even at that 20 years from making that shift of homeschooling. I actually am at that beyond that 20 years of making that shift from working to being home with my children, and I regret none of it. I don't regret the vacations that we missed out on because we were living on a single income. I don't regret being able to purchase a bigger home. I don't regret any of that kind of stuff. I would actually regret if I didn't stay home and wasn't there for all of those moments. So really think, in 20 years, are you going to regret this time? No. These days that you're having right now, they're completely worth it. No amount of money, fame, or things, material possessions, or experiences, or travel, or anything is better than the relationships and the raising of your kids. It doesn't mean that you can't have a higher income. It doesn't mean that you can't be maybe Insta-famous, or you can't be an influencer, or that you can't do something other than raising your children. It doesn't mean that you can't have nice things. It doesn't mean that you can't go on vacations or travel or take trips. If the priority is on relationships, all those things can come along too, and that's fine. But no amount of seeking after those things is better than the time that you're pouring into your relationships and the education and the raising of your kids. And there may be times where maybe the income is lean and you need to step out and you need to work on being able to bring in an income to help offset whatever else is going on. There might be a time where maybe you get into the social media world and your account and everything and it takes off and you are Insta famous. That doesn't mean that it is necessarily a bad thing. If it's the season, if it's something that God has called you into to come alongside what you're doing, that's okay. But those things tend to come and go, and our children, they're still there, and none of it can replace the amount of time that we spend on our children, discipling them, building those relationships, and raising them. Yes, this making this season of life a priority for you is a sacrifice. The laying down of some things for something else is what's going to happen. We rarely, if ever, regret sacrifice. Say you are needing to get into better physical condition, better fitness. And I spoke about this in an earlier episode. And so you're saying to yourself, okay, I have to sacrifice maybe some of the junk food and the bad habits that I was doing or the lack of exercise. Once you implement that and start working on that and you start to notice some shifts and some changes and some strength and some agility, and you start noticing that you're getting into better health, do you regret those sacrifices? No, you're not going to regret them. So when we sacrifice things in our life for raising our children and homeschooling our children, give me an instance. Tell me sometime that you would regret that type of sacrifice. I don't regret the sacrifice. Some of those sacrifices hurt at the time when we would see everybody else going on extravagant vacations or just going on vacation. And can I say this here? And I don't want anybody to get upset because it's something silly to get upset about. But I remember when our kids were younger and everybody was taking their kids to Disney World. So we didn't have the finances for Disney World. And to be honest, at that time, I had no desire to go to Disney World. And we've told our kids now and they're like, oh, that's totally fine. They didn't even care that they didn't go to Disney World. And it just felt like everybody, no matter whether they made a lot of money, made more than us, made less than us, I don't know, it just felt like everybody was taking their kids to Disney World, but we were not. And so it just wasn't even in the cards. It wasn't an option for us, and it was okay. We went and did some other great and fun things and had some other trips and vacations, and it was worth the sacrifice. It was worth being able to say, okay, we're just going to stay home. We're just going to do some other things instead. So that's just an example. If you're a Disney person, I'm sorry, I don't mean to. That's not to be any offense. It was just my example. And I just remember my husband and I looking at each other like, really? So-and-so is going to Disney World now again? It just felt like everybody was. But also, to be honest, everybody was doing it. So I was kind of like, I don't want to do it. I'm just kind of have that type of personality. Like, if everybody's doing something, I am suspicious and want to do the opposite to what everybody is doing. But there's going to be some sacrifice when it comes to making this season of life a priority. The homeschooling, the educating, the mothering, the discipling of your children. It's going to involve some sacrifice. It's going to involve sacrifice for you. It's going to involve sacrifice for your husband, whether that has to do with money or not, with time, with sleep, with relationships possibly, and just with a lot of things. But you're not going to regret that sacrifice. Trust me. From a mom who is on the other end of things, I don't regret it. Yes, again, there were some hard days. It was overwhelming. I didn't think I was going to make it at times. There were times where I had meltdowns and my husband would say, why didn't you go take a walk? And why don't we all maybe go take a walk and leave you home for a little bit? Now that I know things, I'm a little bit wiser, I can be like, oh, there's some ways and things that I could have done to prevent that. But it was also, again, part of maybe my type of personality. And I had to learn to sacrifice. And to be honest, now, recently we had Easter weekend and my daughter was home. Everybody was home. I don't think I've cried or gotten teary-eyed here on the podcast in a while. But I was like, what I wouldn't give for everybody to be home every day again. And it just felt so special to me. And I was like, I will give up all kinds of things for myself just for this again. And so I am glad that I gave up those things then. I kind of wish I stopped chasing some things at the time. But just know that making this a priority, the homeschooling and everything that falls under it, because we've decided it's an entire lifestyle and that encompasses your motherhood, is so worth being a priority right now. Before I close out, I want to remind you that your homeschool blueprint is on sale right now. This is a short course. There's video, so you just watch. There's a workbook. And I make it super easy for you to either refine, maybe redefine or revolutionize, or even begin your homeschool journey. It's going to lay out the groundwork for all those little decisions and all of those big decisions for right now, the homeschool year you're in. It can lay it out for the next homeschool year, and it's a process that you can continue to use year after year after year. I have seen so much fruit from this step-by-step process with the moms that I have worked with probably over 100 moms and families. And it's just been so great to be able to see them start off or be able to even just say, you know what? This is the year that I'm going to make and do things differently instead of just doing the same old thing, and be able to see such a shift and just the load lightened off of their shoulders. So you can get into your homeschool blueprint anytime. But if you want to save 25% off, there is a sale going on right now because of the launch of it. However, you got to hurry up. It ends tomorrow evening, April 12th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can save 25% by using code PLAN2024 at littlebylittlehomeschool.com/blueprint. The link is also going to be in the show notes for you. This is the time and this is the course and the place where you can make your homeschooling a priority for your family and know exactly what looks like for your family in this season of your life. Thank you for listening, friend. I'd love to connect with you more. You can find social media links in the show notes and share this episode with a friend who could use a boost to her homeschool. See you back here real soon.